escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So I would like to point out that as we start the show today, I am going to have this conversation. I will. But I would like it not necessarily under duress, not necessarily under protest, but I would like it on the record that I thought we were done talking about Kenny Pickett. And it appears that is not entirely the case.
Not yet. I almost texted you, by the way. So I left this show, and it's a DD Wednesdays, a 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. And I like to listen to a DD Wednesdays.
Is that the official branding?
That's how they call it. They call it a DD Wednesdays. Yeah, that's what Pony and Mueller call it. I listen to them for that, and I listen to Florio, who also joins them on Wednesdays. And that's how I kick off my Wednesday nights.
So, respected reporter, and then Mike Florio.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. It's a good balance for me. Yeah. And so I tuned into a DD. And instant fireworks. I legitimately, by the time I got to my car, I was like, I'm not bothering Nick. But I got so close to texting you to be like, you have to listen to this. It was a DD going back and forth. Pony was on one in the highest order. Aditi was mad that she couldn't get any thoughts in, couldn't get any words in. And then luckily, I woke up this morning and Ken and Anthony were talking about it as well, so we're all good.
So is this first bit of... So you've heard this. I've not heard this piece of sound. Which thing are we going to listen to right now from Aditi from 93.7 The Fan?
This is the non-confrontational side of things.
Okay.
This was not the... from a radio perspective, I want you to go back and hear how awkward it was for the first like 4 minutes of that interview.
Okay, but doing it at like 6:55 tonight.
Now, I'm talking to you personally. I'm not talking to the audience. I'm talking to you personally.
I'll do it on the break.
I think you'll absolutely love it because it was about as uncomfortable of radio as you'll possibly hear.
I do love that. So this is Aditi, I'm guessing, answering something about whether Kenny Pickett or Shedeur Sanders, who has a better chance to start in the NFL.
Who do you think has a better chance of being an NFL starting quarterback?
See?
Kenny Pickett or Shedeur Sanders? What would you say?
Kenny Pickett.
So then why keep Sanders over Pickett?
I can tell you, I don't want to insult anybody, but I can name starting quarterbacks in the current National Football League whose coaches have told me that Kenny Pickett is better than the guy that they are starting.
Okay, but why keep Sanders over Pickett then?
Because you used a draft pick on him. We've seen plenty of teams cut draft picks that they just drafted. There are plenty of questions associated with why you would draft a quarterback just two rounds after a quarterback that you very clearly liked so much, but that's what they did. And Andrew Berry is someone who has not been known to cut loose a guy that he just drafted. And so there you are. And now the development of these quarterbacks becomes yet another thing that Kevin Stefanski has to figure out and deal with amidst massive circus that surrounds anything and everything related to Shedeur Sanders.
All right. Would you like to address the idea that Shador's only still here because he was a recent fifth round pick, or am I allowed to go off on how the hell we say Shedeur Sanders' damn name? There's a choose your own adventure. I am heated about one of them. I'm assuming you're going to be heated about one of them. And then we'll eventually get to the Kenny Pickett rainbow here.
Go ahead.
Okay. It's Shador Sanders. For the love of God. I've heard both people there, and I really love Aditi Kinkabwala. She's awesome. All right? Both people there mispronounced the name. Matt Corrali in his 2020 today mispronounced the name. It's not hard. It's Shador Sanders. No, it's Shador Sanders. For the love of God.
I like that this bothers you because it's the type of thing that would bother me, but I like that it bothers you.
How can people nail DJ Uiagalelei?
They can't. No, you can nail it.
No,
they can't.
No. People like...
Baskin still doesn't say Antetokounmpo. What are we talking about?
But we actually... No. Giannis Antetokounmpo has a higher...
You've said it wrong two times in a row now.
Has a higher hit rate than Shador Sanders? Aditi is not this kind of person. When Pony says it, oh, he's being disrespectful. That's a bit. Oh, how cute. The guy who nobbed for Kenny Pickett for 2 years and then acts like the guy is the scourge of the earth. That guy doesn't want to... That's fine. That's his bit. He's allowed to do it. It's his show. But we got update people on we got hosts on this station in this town that can't say Shador Sanders. Okay, I'm done. Sorry.
What host can't say his name?
That one was a shot at somebody else that doesn't work here. So that I'm not going to do that.
Oh, okay. No, yeah. I didn't know who you're talking about there. No.
But there are other people who cannot say the damn name right. It's Shador Sanders. Let's just Shador Sanders.
I almost wonder if so many people have said it wrong that people have confused themselves into what exactly is right.
They've turned Shador Sanders into Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Well, I don't know. And then also then there becomes something where then they become scared to then say the wrong thing. Like, for instance, the new Browns wide receiver, his name is Malachi Corley. But if you look at the pronunciation guide, it's supposed to be a Malachi Corley. But Everyone says Malachi. Even the broadcasters that I watched tape on from last year, they all say Malachi. But the pronunciation guide clearly says Malachi. He wants it to be Malachi, but you can see how the confusion arises.
Mm.
Enough people then say Malachi. Even if it is Malachi, we're never going to get this right.
He's now Malachi to me. Have you ever heard people do that? There's two names that get consistently mispronounced on this planet. It's Malachi and it's Choli, which is Chloe. Which I want to say there had been somebody that I knew was thinking about naming their daughter Chloe. Yeah, and I was like, don't do it.
That might happen.
So. Do not do it because she will be called Choli for the rest of her life at least once a year.
I think I've told you, nobody goes with Choli.
Yes.
You've got an instance of one person in your life.
No, my wife has been the person that thinks it's Choli. And I've heard it.
Like it's Master Choli or something. I don't understand how she got there.
I'm neither too high, but my wife is an incredibly intelligent human being who saw Choloe and thought Choli.
I'm sorry she had that happened to her.
You,
that's not going to be... It's 1% of people's response to that. No, that's not going to be across the board.
It is so much... that we can't say Shador. And it's phonetic. It's right there. And you think you're going to walk around with a kid named Choli and get away with it?
No one's going to call her Choli.
I guarantee
you. No one's going to call her Choli.
I guarantee
if it ends up being Chloe, and it seems like it's in the driver's seat right now. My wife's got this weird thing. She's like, I still got to see the kid and make sure that she's a Chloe. And I'm like, okay, that's going to be the difference. That's fine. That's her process.
Team Elise on this.
I don't mess with her process. She did it for Charlotte, too. She's like, I got to see the kid and make sure it's a Charlotte. I said, okay, fine. If that's what you have to see, then okay, we can do that. And who knows? Maybe she'll throw me a curveball and look at this child and be like, that is not a Choli.
It's not Chloe. It's actually a Choli.
If your wife, and she won't because she'll have it right by the time she meets young Choli, but if she calls her Choli, I might just turn around and walk out. I might just, that's it for the day. I'm not giving you a response.
I think she's only going to say it if she sees the name, right? If she sees the baby, she's like, oh, what beautiful Choli.
It's not a normal response to the name Chloe. It just isn't.
Chloe's out there. 216-474-0092. I am throwing this out to Chloe Nation.
Has anyone ever messed up your name ever?
No. Specifically, have you heard your name pronounced Choli by people? I almost said by dumb people, then I realized what I was going to say there. No, by very smart people. Some say the smartest people. I guarantee you it's happened.
I got a better chance of someone being like, you're a Cholo than Choli.
Now, I know because Kenny Pickett has now been traded for the second time or third time in about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're in damage control because Kenny Pickett's a nice guy and all that. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I just think the organization had a bigger investment in Shedeur Sanders and that Kenny Pickett's had his time to prove who he is in the quarterback. I think it's overly favorable to Kenny Pickett to suggest the only reason he's not here and Shedeur is one was a more recent draft pick.
Here's what I do think matters in this discussion, and this matters to how he speaks about Dylan Gabriel, though. Anytime Kevin Stefanski wants to say something favorable, I can remind people that he once sold off Kenny Pickett for a fifth-round pick, someone that he talked about as if he was the greatest quarterback he's ever seen. A fifth-round pick is all it took to move off of that love? Like, I'm gonna equate it to Dylan in many, many ways. Like, you can talk about Dylan as much as he loves him. The reason why we believe that he loves Dylan is because he's given Dylan the opportunities and the actions have corresponded with his words. But he is wax poetic about Kenny Pickett in a way that I have no evidence to back up that with now.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say, I think it's almost like a crutch. I think I've pointed this out several times before. Just because the Browns say they like somebody doesn't mean they love somebody, right? And the Browns, when they came into camp, there were 90 guys they liked. They wouldn't be here if they didn't like them. There might be about 25 guys they loved, right? There might be 30, let's say 40 guys that they loved, right?
Okay, sure.
So this idea of, and it's become like this blank check of an endorsement of a player. Well, they really like Malachi.
Everyone's
going to
say Malachi, but it's Malachi.
They really like Malachi Corley. Okay, they could cut him in 2 days. And I do think, like, because it's become almost like a, you can't rebut this. Well, they like this guy. Okay, I can rebut this. They like a lot of guys, and they cut a lot of guys.
And
they
get
loved
rid of them. Like, I remember listening to the coach's show that we aired here. Was it 2 weeks ago or a week ago? And listening to him talk about Snoop Huntley was as if he was Brett Favre.
Yes.
I mean, he talked about Snoop Huntley. I mean, maybe he just has the Coach Riz syndrome, and maybe that's what I have to settle on. Coach Riz, I always do believe he just finds the good in every quarterback imaginable because he himself was once a quarterback. And so he just finds the best pieces and best parts of a quarterback. And then he just kind of goes off on that. And I feel like maybe Stefanski has some of that too, because there's not many things, or really many quarterbacks that we can find where he's been anything but what seems to be over the top positive.
Well, and remember, it's not just Kevin Stefanski saying it. It's also people then reporting, hey, they like this guy. Yeah, no bleep. That's why they're here.
But again, that fits when people want Kevin Stefanski to like a guy and then they hear what he says. It's convenient how it works when it's Kenny Pickett. He said a lot of really nice thing about Shedeur Sanders, too. It's just people don't want to believe that Kevin Stefanski could like Shedeur, so they just push that to the side and say, I don't believe it.
This leads to the point of how much do they really like any of these players. I'll tell you how much they really like Kenny Pickett. They liked him so much that when somebody came and said, we'll give you a fifth rounder for Kenny Pickett, they thought, yeah, that'll do.
They thought, yeah, that's worth it. It's like, okay, if you think that's worth it, then you didn't really like Kenny Pickett that much at all.
So, in fairness, they liked him enough to give up a fifth rounder for him, and they liked him so much that when somebody offered them the fifth round pick
and they thought,
this feels like a fair trade.
When they gave up the fifth round pick, they had nothing in the holster. Remember, that was before Joe Flacco was signed. That was before the two rookie quarterbacks were here as well. That was them just trying to make sure they had a quarterback on the roster. So, I mean, clearly, they don't love Kenny Pickett as much as they try to tell us that they did.
Now, I've done this segment under duress, under slight protest. I'm now going to make a binding resolution with every person listening here, with Matt Corrale, who said Shedeur Sanders' name wrong earlier. Still not over it. It's okay, buddy. You're young. You'll get over this eventually.
Thanks, Nick.
I didn't ask for you to talk. Ooh, that was mean. I'm so sorry. Wow. That was meaner than the Shedeur thing.
Oh, my goodness.
No, that was very... Whoa. That was very somebody else that sits in this chair. I'm very sorry about that.
Must be the chair, guys.
It really is. Yeah, Jeff Phelps is who I was talking about.
But still, keep the mic off.
Don't ever talk again. Unless we invite you. No, it's kidding. You're great.
But we have to really kind of like point it to you and invite you.
With more than one finger as well. Now, all this being said, I promise you, no matter what Kenny Pickett does the rest of his career, I will never, ever, 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 ever talk about how the Browns got it wrong if he goes anywhere else, including Las Vegas, and suddenly becomes something of relevance, because until that moment and well after it, he is booty cheeks and booty cheeks for the rest of time, no matter how much the Browns said they like him 2 months ago.
And it would be interesting if he just turned into a Darnold, a Baker type situation, and then the Browns are like, see? And it's like, no, you still got rid of him for a fifth round pick though, guys.
How much do the Browns actually like Kenny Pickett? We got quick hits coming up at 2:40. We've got Pete Futek, College Football News, back for every Thursday here during college football season at 4:20. We'll talk Ohio State, Texas, Ohio's Tate of Barstool. You got to really be careful when you're saying that one out loud there. Tate's going to be joining us at 5:40 today as we get into Ohio State, Texas. We'll get some Browns with him as well. 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. How much do the Browns actually like Kenny Pickett, from the quarterback that is no longer here to the quarterback you wish was no longer here, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.